Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Welcome back to Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. Did you know that some K through 12 schools are using drones to monitor their campuses and their students? The latest survey from the Center for Democracy and Technology reveals many parents are unaware of the technologies being used in their children's schools. I'm joined now by Maddie Dwyer, Policy Analyst in Equity and Civic Technology for the Center. Maddie, thank you for your time today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, Megan.
Before we get into this issue of drones and other technology, tell us a little bit about the surveys that you do there and who you talk to for these.
Yeah, absolutely. So for our surveys, we usually survey parents, teachers, and students. Students, it's high school students. Parents and teachers, it's 6th through 12th grade. And really, with these surveys, we're trying to get a sense of, you know, on-the-ground experiences with new technologies in schools. In this survey, we really saw that the explosive growth of artificial intelligence, which in the education sector is a topic that really no one can escape these days, you know, along with many other technologies in schools has happened, like you said, despite parents expressing concerns and lack of awareness that these tools are actually being used in their child's classrooms.
You've done these studies for several years now. What have you seen as far as the growth and use of technology in our K through 12 schools?
Yeah, I think the one thing that we've seen since we started surveying in 2020 is really just the amount of use cases expanding where, you know, I think in 2020, we really were talking about things like remote proctoring software. It was, you know, rudimentary things like Zoom. And now we're actually seeing more emerging technologies being used. So, you know, some of the other things that we saw was that 31% of teachers reported that their schools are using facial recognition technology to check who's entered a school building or identify irregular movements. Another example is 38% of teachers reported that their school is using things like vape detectors to, you know, monitor whether students are vaping in bathrooms or other public areas. So I think we've really just seen an explosion in use of technology for academic and safety purposes.
How much are parents informed about the measures that are being put into place in some schools?
Yeah, so I think according to our research, we're really seeing that, you know, despite schools are using these technologies at really expansive rates, parents seem to just not have that awareness that these technologies are in place. So an example of this is student activity monitoring software, which basically is installed on students' devices, trying to catch keyword phrases that can indicate, you know, instances of self-harm or a larger security incident. So an example that we found in our research this year was 88% of teachers said that their school uses student activity monitoring software, which is basically, you know, a majority of schools across the country, but actually only 45% of parents reported that they know that this technology is used in their child's school. So like you're saying, we're really just seeing this information gap between what's going on in schools and what parents know.
We've done some stories on that monitoring software. Some people say it's great. You know, it helps to stop problems. Other groups are really concerned about privacy issues and other things. What do you hear from teachers and parents about how they feel that technology is used?
Yeah, so I think that in some cases, like obviously these tools are being used to keep kids safe. And like that is the, you know, I don't think that there's any ill intent behind, you know, using these types of softwares. But we're seeing that parents are actually concerned about this practice. And I think that just the sheer fact that they don't know how prevalent this this use of technology is really shows that there's a need for schools to be more proactive in their communication and for parents to, you know, actually engage their schools, asking what types of technologies are being used in the classroom that could impact their kids.
I think one of the more interesting things you mentioned, artificial intelligence, was kind of the disconnect between the high schoolers that have used it and the parents that realize their kids have used it.
Yes, yeah, that was one of the main findings that we saw in our research. So the stat was only 46% of parents think that their child uses generative AI, and that's, of course, their high school children, while 70% of high school students reported that they do. So again, yeah, it's just that information gap that's missing.
What do you see when it comes to parents of minorities or marginalized groups and their feelings about the use of things like AI, student monitoring, some of these security measures, for example, the drones that we mentioned?
Yeah, so we're actually seeing with some of these technology uses that Black and Hispanic parents actually express heightened concern compared to their white parent peers. So an example is though 1/4 of teachers report that their schools are using drones to patrol school campuses, half of parents are concerned about this practice, but it's actually much more elevated, again, among those Black and Hispanic parents.
Are there any other findings that were particularly alarming as you spoke with these teachers and these parents?
Yeah, I think that one thing that we saw was, you know, with these elevated numbers of different technology uses in schools, teachers actually revealed that there's ongoing issues caused by lack of strong privacy and security practices at their school. Because, you know, with new technologies comes new threat vectors. So another finding that we saw was that nearly 1 in 4 teachers reported their school has experienced a large-scale data breach in the past school year. And 13% of teachers say that they or another teacher have been doxxed, which is basically, you know, when someone puts their phone number or address for malicious intent on a public forum.
So as parents, what do we do about this information? How do we reach out to our schools to try to find out what technology is being used?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think the biggest things for parents to keep in mind is, to their best of their ability, parents should really first try to familiarize themselves with the types of data use and technology that might impact their children, such as things like student activity monitoring or facial recognition software. Next, I think the biggest thing is parents actually have the power to ask their children's school if these types of technologies are in use. So I would, you know, encourage that open line of communication of, you know, just simply asking, like, do you have a list of technologies that are used in my kid's classroom? And can I take a look at that? And I think finally, you know, if what they report sparks concerns or they're not transparent about the uses of technology, parents should really feel empowered to organize with other concerned parents. You know, there's groups like PTA groups on campus, which really give voice to parents who want to be heard about these issues.
Maddie, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Megan. It was nice to meet you.
That is Maddie Dwyer, policy analyst in equity and civic technology for the Center for Democracy and Technology, joining us on KMOX.